From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama prepares to make his historic visit to Cuba. The president leaves Sunday. During his three-day trip, he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports, Mr. Obama's visit is the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
A French prosecutor said Saturday that the top suspect in November's terrorist attacks in Paris planned to blow himself up outside a soccer stadium, but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, one day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during a police raid that captured them. French prosecutor François Moulin said that Abdeslam's statement that he had backed down from killing himself has to be taken with caution. He said Abdeslam was seen in a section of Paris that was not attacked that night. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.